Today on the podcast, we're talking about stable versus unstable equilibriums and how to trust your balance. Welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday so that we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. If you do enjoy this podcast, please do subscribe, rate, leave a review on iTunes, and most importantly, share with a friend who might also appreciate this podcast. I really appreciate you and the ways that you are part of this community. Big ol' update, just that reminder, I have amazing yoga classes starting on Saturday mornings over at the Teal Center in Boston, very different place, Boston in Arlington, Virginia, not in Massachusetts, in Arlington, Virginia, on Saturday morning, starting March 2nd. We're going to have a 9 a.m. basics class and a 10:30 integrative vinyasa class. That 10:30 class is going to be a full, beautiful 90 minutes and really bring in the breadth and depth that yoga has to offer. I'm really excited about both of these classes. And if you are interested in attending, check out the website to grab your spot. You can find them at bit.ly/Boston-yoga. So that's bit.ly/Boston-yoga. Or just go to behappyhealthyhuman.com. You will find your way there, I am sure. Thank you. I'm very excited for that to be coming on up. So today on the podcast, I'm very happy to be back podcasting a little more regularly as the year has gotten into full swing. And today we're talking about stable versus unstable equilibriums, trusting your balance, the courage that it takes to find yourself in a stable equilibrium, and just how this all relates to this beautiful, big, huge world we have around us. So I've actually been watching One Strange Rock on Netflix. It's a National Geographic little TV show, and it's incredibly beautiful and amazing. They talk with astronauts that have been in space to get their perspectives on Earth, since they've seen it from a perspective that, you know, most people have never seen the Earth from. It's really cool to hear their perspectives on the world, and it definitely gets into a lot of the chemistry and biology of what makes our world work as it does. It's really, really beautiful. And something that came up in this last episode, it's actually the first episode, they're talking about the balance of oxygen in our world, and that oxygen lives at this very fine balance. It always needs to be at 29.5%. Too much oxygen and essentially the world is up in flames, too little oxygen and we all start hyperventilating because we can't get enough oxygen to our bodies, and we essentially choke without having enough oxygen. So there's this very finely tuned system. But if you actually think about the world, I mean, think about how much is changing at any given moment, right? Like trees are coming in and out of season, things are being cut down or put up, glaciers are changing, animals are changing, population is growing, right? So this is a very dynamic system that ultimately still allows that oxygen to stay at 29.5%. And truly, throughout biology, even in our own biochemistry, in most cases, we live in a stable equilibrium. A stable equilibrium, what that means is that if we get a little off balance, we come back to center. So I think about this like a valley. Like if you had a marble sitting in a valley and you try to roll the marble up, you know, one side and then the other, the marble's going to roll back down to center. This is a stable equilibrium. This is different than an unstable equilibrium. So now imagine that marble on the top of a hill, right? If you push that marble a little bit over to the left, a little bit over to the right, it falls down the hill. It never comes back to that original resting point. And so our world, in general, lives in stable equilibrium. I mean, same if we think about our bodies and temperature regulation, blood sugar regulation. So many of our biochemical systems are in stable equilibrium. And so my question to you is, how do you view your life? Do you feel like you are in stable equilibrium or unstable equilibrium? I think a lot of people live with the belief that they are in unstable equilibrium, that if they are a little off balance, they're going to go all the way. And this happens in a lot of different ways. I think about this. I've had clients, especially when dealing with nutrition issues, you know, I didn't have a healthy breakfast, and so I didn't have a healthy lunch, so I didn't have a healthy dinner, so I just kept binging, and then I just kept going, right? That's an unstable equilibrium. Or I didn't work out today, so I don't work out tomorrow, so I don't work out the next day, so I don't work out the next day. Unstable equilibrium. You don't come back to that center place. You don't come back to that balance. But ultimately, that is what our body wants to do. Ultimately, our body is primed to find balance. And sometimes it's just a matter of us not getting in the way. Sometimes it's a matter of us saying like, oh, wow, after, you know, 3 days of like eating tons of sugar, wow, my body's really craving a salad or is really craving vegetables. Like maybe we can give in to that craving rather than saying, ugh, but, you know, all is lost. Doesn't really matter. Right? So can we find ourselves in that stable equilibrium? Same with our emotions. I think this is something that Brené Brown talks about a lot of when we get scared of facing hard emotions, whether it's sadness or anger, fear. There's this belief that if we actually feel what we feel, if we actually feel the sadness, if we actually feel the anger, that we'll never return, that we'll be stuck there, right? That if we accept the way that we're currently feeling, then we'll never be able to get out of it. And I think that's a really fascinating phenomenon that impacts a lot of us. And it impacts a lot of our actions because rather than saying, you know, I'm sad and I'm going to allow myself to feel my sadness, you know, we try to stuff it away. We get angry that it's happening. We try to push away what we're experiencing. This kind of happened yesterday. My husband just got back from a week of skiing. He had a beautiful ski trip with his friends. And he got back on, I think it was Friday night he got back. And Sunday morning, you know, wakes up. We're like eating some breakfast. And he's like, gosh, I just don't feel good, right? He's just like, I just feel like the weight of everything crashing down on me right now. Like all of the to-dos, all the things I have to take care of, home stuff, work stuff, life stuff. Like it just feels like so much. I'm like, he said something like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know what's happening. And, you know, he mentioned it at one point, but then I had to remind him like, well, you just said, you just got back from a week away where you got to like live in some senses, like la-la, like beautiful, easy land for a week. And now you're back. You have, you know, a pretty high intensity job and work life and a lot of things on your plate. And you're feeling that. And he's like, yeah. And then a couple minutes later, like, gosh, I just wish I knew why I feel so crappy. And it's like, wait, no. Like we got this. Remember, like there you were away for a week. And now everything's coming back. You're remembering all the things you have to do and it feels overwhelming. And he's like, yeah, okay. It's like, so let's just remember that. And I use that example because I think so often we feel a certain way and we're like, but why? No. And we're kind of fighting it. Like we're going to be stuck in this unstable equilibrium. Maybe I'm going to feel like crap forever. Maybe this is never going to go away. I've had like a little bit of a stomach ache for about 24 hours now. And sometimes you're like, am I ever going to feel good again? Right? Like, have you ever had that where you've been sick or not feeling right for like a few hours, maybe a couple days. And it's just impossible to imagine a world where you don't feel that same way. And I've been thinking a lot about Eckhart Tolle's very, very famous phrase, this too shall pass, right? This too shall pass. No, you are not at the top of the hill. You didn't get pushed off. You are not ever, like never going to find well-being again. You're in the middle of a stable equilibrium. You're in a stable equilibrium. Yes, you're a little pushed up to the side right now. It doesn't feel good. It feels like there's like this tension because you want to get back to balance, but you will get back there, right? Can we trust that you can get back there rather than freaking out about what you're currently experiencing, right? Trust that you will get back there. So that's what I'm thinking about and working on this week is how just to remind myself, right, and hopefully to remind you that we are in stable equilibrium. Our biology wants us to be in balance. The earth wants us to be in balance. And it's indeed nature is taking care of us, and our bodies are taking care of us all of the time to keep us in this stable equilibrium. So let's do our part. And rather than freaking out or going on a bender or, you know, putting ourselves more and more out of balance, assuming that we'll never be able to get back, let's trust that we can indeed get back. Let's trust that we can indeed find balance. Let's trust that we are in stable, stable, stable equilibrium. Let's take a few moments to really feel and really embody that. So I'm going to invite you to close your eyes here to get into whatever meditative posture you'd like. You can be standing, sitting, legs crossed, or just on a chair. If you can't close your eyes, if you're doing stuff right now, okay, just take this moment to center in and let's breathe. So let's take a nice deep inhale. Full exhale. Deep breath in. Full breath out. Inhale. Full exhale. Let's start to breathe in and out through the nose. Feel the way that the breath is always yo-yoing between the full inhale, the full exhale, and yet it lives in center. Maybe you even envision yourself sitting at this bottom of a valley. Mountains reaching up all sides of you. You are held so stable, so strong, so at ease, right here in the middle. You can even feel like you're being held in place, held into your center. And maybe it feels like there is something right now that's been a little ungrounding for you. Perhaps it's emotions, maybe it's situations, maybe it's specific habits. Can you see whatever that thing is? Can you see it draw you a little bit up the side of the mountain, but then slowly, gently, you come back down? All right, you draw up the side just a little bit and you return to center. Drawing up, 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 and returning to center. Feel the joy of that center place. Trust that you can be there. Trust that you belong there. Take a deep inhale and full exhale. And slowly open your eyes, returning to the world around you. And what I invite for you is to check in with your stable equilibrium, to check in with the ways that you will come back to center. And when you're feeling out of balance, when it's not feeling so good, to remind yourself, this is just for now. This will pass. My body, my mind wants me to find that stability again. I really appreciate you all joining me for this conversation today. If you have any notes on what you heard, if you have to share any feedback, please reach on out. I'm over on Instagram at @BeHappyHealthyHuman. If you want to talk more about what we discussed today, please send me a message. Always happy to chat. And then, of course, happy to take things deeper into some integrative yoga coaching and practice. The light in me very humbly vows that same light in each one of you. Namaste, y'all.